A meteorite crashed through the roof of a doctor's office in Virginia earlier this week. No one was hurt. Still, it's a reminder of the space rocks that bombard our planet. They're usually really tiny. A few years ago, Congress told NASA to conduct a search for the big ones that might cause serious damage if they hit Earth. But as we hear from NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce, a new report says there's no way NASA will meet its deadline.
Congress wants NASA to be looking for icy comets and rocky asteroids close to Earth that are bigger than about 450 feet across, bigger than, say, a football field. NASA is supposed to find 90% of them by the year 2020, but here's the problem.
No matter what we do, it's now too late to meet the 2020 deadline that Congress set 4 or 5 years ago.
Michael Ahern is an expert on comets and asteroids at the University of Maryland. He served on a National Research Council committee that's just put out a new report called Defending Planet Earth. He says Congress didn't give NASA any special funding for the search, and the agency didn't ask for any.
If you set a deadline and then don't fund it, it's not going to happen.
He says NASA could finish the job close to the deadline if it built and launched a new space telescope. Or it could construct a new ground-based telescope and reach the goal by 2030. But either way, this would cost money.
You're talking about $1 billion over 20 years. That's $50 million a year.
Far more than the $4 million a year that NASA currently spends. He says how much the government wants to devote to these searches is fundamentally a political decision. A huge impact that could wipe out humanity comes along only once in 100 million years. But a strike that could potentially flatten, say, a city might occur as often as once every few centuries. A NASA official said the agency has just received the new report, and it will take a couple of months to study it and respond to the committee. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.